Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Talk about a Zoom call. Good morning. This is the Zoom that everyone's been waiting for. A billionaire from Japan is trying to Zoom some people to the moon.
Oh. Are these friends of his? Is he going?
Well, people who want to push the envelope.
Yeah.
He's opening this private lunar experience, an expedition for 8 people around the world.
In 2023.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. It's going to be
I'm
part
out.
Of the... you're out? Not in for that?
I'm out. I'm still waiting for my vaccine, so I'm out. Yeah.
You know, the moon is pretty... the moon is pretty sterile.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if I'll be walking at that time.
Right,
although,
right.
Floating would be okay. That would be all right on the your body.
Weightlessness, easy on the bones, probably.
So this guy has so much money. I guess is he a fashion guy or something? He made so much money doing
fashion
that?
Fashion tycoon, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go, right there.
It's crazy.
Maybe I'll have his first fashion show for spring 2023 on the moonwalk instead of the catwalk. Right? Possibilities.
But that's where we are now. I mean, yeah. We're not even thinking about what if and when if. It's like now. Now they're talking about these space expeditions that could be essentially vacation what's the word I'm looking for? I guess it's tourism. That's
okay,
really what it
okay,
is. It's
okay.
Like going on a trip to go check out space.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are able to do this now. But he's one of the richest people in Japan. One of the richest people in the world. Billionaire.
But he wants artists to go with him.
Which I think is a good thing.
Six to eight people get. So he's an avid art collector. Mm-hmm. I think when you're in the business, there's some artistry to you. Just besides that, you know, art and business sometimes don't go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Like you and I are in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Business, right? That, you know what I mean?
right.
But this guy is just so forward thinking. There's very few of them in the world. And he's saying 6 to 8 people come and join me and we'll create something after they return on Earth. And these masterpieces will inspire the dreamer within all of us. That's what he's thinking.
Well, the cool part about that is, you know, all the space missions now are essentially scientific, you know, engineers, scientists, people who are going up to do technical stuff. And when they come back, they give us these technical explanations for what they saw and what they experienced. But bring an artist up there. Bring a painter or bring a songwriter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Someone who's going to come back and write a song. And that's what people really like.
To capture the feeling, you know? So you're right, because with space and the space, travel, we have microwaves now.
Yeah.
We have all sorts of technology.
100%.
So he wants to bring some art down. So if you're an artist, I think the vessel fits maybe 6 to 8. Maybe he could push it to 12. Everybody go up for a little bit, come back down, and then create some art of what they saw.
That will be something to see.
Yeah, and you know what? That art will pay for their expenses. There's no doubt about it.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The painting from the woman or man that went to space. That's a nice painting.
I have that. I have a print of it. 2 out of 50.
Do you?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Can you take a snapshot or screenshot for me so I can put it on my Insta? Give
me a sign. Chum 104.5 horoscopes. Aquarius.
Aquarius, you could be attracted to those who are great conversationalists and anyone deeply interesting. Is there someone who's proving to be a bit of a pest, though? They may have feelings for you and might be determined to tell you about it. So just be aware of that. You have a 9 today, Aquarius.
Scorpio.
Bright ideas may be brewing, and with a winning mix of planets in your home zone, you might be fired up and ready to act on them. If you're keen to give your place a makeover, adding a few unique touches can give it an extra sparkle. So Scorpio, your day is a 7.
Sagittarius,
got something to say? Go easy, as your words could have more force than you think. Even if you're trying to be helpful, something that's meant to reassure might cause unintended upset. Those words do tend to sting, Sagittarius. Your day is a 6. Okay, well, take it easy. I wonder what the Sagittarius is going to say to somebody today. Ooh,
I'm trying to think of all the Sagittarians I know.
Yeah, right.
One of them is about to have a baby.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to stay away from Caitlin.
There you go. Wow, good call.
Because she could be going through something right now that we don't know.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Just turn it up and turn it up. Toronto's morning show.
Have you noticed that your boyfriend or your husband has been sneaking into the bathroom into your makeup kit?
No, I haven't, but
no, have
is
you?
That happening? Are you doing that?
No, I'm not. Well, all right. Let me take that back.
Okay, let's hear it.
I've gone into her makeup kit once or twice to use her, what do you call that thing? What's the eyelash thing?
Oh, the mascara.
The mascara. And not that I'm putting mascara on my eyes.
Where are you putting it?
There's little spots on my beard.
To fill it in.
Yeah, I probably look normal on a looking at me right now. But right. When you take a picture, it's just something about pictures. It highlights everything. If there's a spot on the beard that's not as filled in.
Okay.
I'll just take the mascara.
That's good.
And
so you have been in a cosmetic bag.
Yeah. Shh. That's just between us though. But it's happening more and more now because men all over the world, especially in North America, we're kind of catching up to this because this was a thing in Japan and a lot of Asia for a while.
Yeah.
But men in North America more and more are feeling like they need to wear makeup because of the Zoom calls. Like everyone is on a camera. Everyone is sitting in front of a screen. One man in an article I'm reading saying that, you know, he would get on a Zoom call and he would just want to just leave his picture, his still photo on for the whole time. And then people would be like, that's rude. Isn't that crazy that's actually looked at as rude?
Yeah.
It's rude. So, he says he finally felt like he had to get a concealer. So now all of these makeup companies are releasing men's lines of concealers and powders and all these things to make you look better for men because we're on Zoom all the time.
Well, you know, when you go and do the TV show, when you came to do my TV show, sure. you got powder and stuff.
Yeah,
like that,
you know? I'm not going to act like I never get makeup because, you know, we do show business stuff. So whenever I do a TV segment, they'll put makeup on us for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, but that's now we're to bring it at home and going, do I really need it? And why? And so what they have to do is, they've got to market to men because some men are, you know, don't want to do that. But also women are going, get out of my makeup bag. Okay?
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, when I look at myself on Zoom, I got one of my biggest complaints about my face on the screen is the sleepy eye look. It's I look like I haven't slept in weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, Sephora, you should have an account.
No, I'm not going into Sephora.
You don't have to go in. You just order online. And I'm going to tell you, you know, you could do, you know what would be a great line is Fenty?
I'm
because
not.
The array of skin colors.
Marilyn, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
You could go to MAC Cosmetic Studio Fix. That works for me.
Can you?
I put the foundation on and all my little things go away and then I put a little powder on.
Are you wearing makeup yet, Miles?
100%. I've been good friends with concealer for about 10 years. I have a little corrector pen that
Where
I
do
use.
You put it? Okay, let's talk
oh
about
Oh my goodness.
Where's the music for your application, makeup application? So, you know, listen, the guys, when I talk to cosmetic surgeons or dermatologists, they say the under eyes for guys is a problem as you get older, or you don't have sleep, and sometimes you get little marks that are discolored on your face. Mm. There's nothing wrong with it. I just think that guys are a little bit, wow.
So basically,
there you go. That was your music, huh?
So this is me before a night out.
Okay.
Straight into my girlfriend's makeup bag. No, I have my own. And I don't understand the whole men's makeup line thing because it's the same as women's
it's
makeup.
It's the same. They might charge you more.
It just says men's.
There's men's on it.
So it makes you feel better about buying it.
You're just getting ripped off because it's probably more expensive.
Jamar, I'm going to ask Miles, what brand do you use?
What brand do I use? I think it's Clinique.
Clinique. Okay.
I got to tell you, I've never gone out and put makeup on. Never done that before.
Okay.
I wouldn't even have a routine. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Can I make a suggestion instead of you putting mascara
sure,
on?
Sure. Do I have to take the suggestion? Do I have to do it? I listen.
I just want you to be happy.
Sure, God.
This is a nice suggestion from your friend Marilyn.
God.
There's eyebrow filler, right? Because I use it and it makes it a little bit more brown. You know, it makes it more solid.
Sure.
That's easier than mascara to put in.
Gotcha.
And you just fill it in like that. It's just, I'm just saying, you can do whatever you want.
Graphite number 2 pencil. That's what I'm moving on to.
Okay, all right.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
In such a short time, in just a year, so much has changed in the business world. Let me tell you how the pandemic is changing the car industry, guys. So this saying that, well, they're calling it the Tesla effect, but automakers are trying to catch up to Tesla, where they're saying most people are now going to start buying their cars online. Like, could you picture yourself buying a car online, never test driving the car, never going in to sit down with a...
No, I have to sit in it.
Yeah, I want to test drive it, personally.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it doesn't have to be the right, you know, color or the right interior at the time, but I want to at least get the basic feel of the car.
Well, if you're interested in a Volvo,
yeah,
by 2030, they're saying they're going to be completely electric, which we see coming already, but they're going to be completely online. Like, you'll be going to a website, picking out all the trim and all the engine specs.
You're building the car.
Building the car,
yeah,
on a website. Click, and then you buy the car online, and most likely they'll just come deliver it to your home. Or maybe you'll go, I'll tell you what I saw. They got this thing when I was living in Chicago. They've got like a car, like a dispenser. It's like a big glass building with kind of like a conveyor belt.
Well, it looks like when you had your Hot Wheel cars when you were a kid.
Exactly.
And you had that big carrier car.
That's exactly what it looks like.
The trailer, and that's where all the cars were.
And you actually go online and order a car, and then you go to this thing, and then the thing goes...
No
way. And it comes down, and then...
In Chicago, they had that already?
Yeah, they had that right on like the 290. Yeah.
Wow.
And then you go and buy your car right there. Well, that's one of the highways there, excuse me.
Yeah.
The car, and that's where you get your car. But that was like a concept thing that they were just probably testing in the city, but that's coming. That's coming.
So how do you... you love your car.
Love cars.
You love cars. So as a car guy who goes to the car show, unfortunately, it was virtual again.
Right.
How do you feel about that? I mean, building it is one thing, the look of it, but don't you find the feel is really important?
I think as a car guy, one of the most exciting parts about buying the car is test driving it and like putting it up against other cars that you've test driven and thinking what experience do you like the best?
Yeah.
What interior feels the best for you? You know, whose seats hug your lateral region the best?
Like,
whole thing for me. Which paddle shifters feel the best? I don't know. I don't know about buying, but Tesla is pretty much an online experience.
Yeah.
Like if you're buying a car online, would you buy a car online? Like completely online? No.
I don't know. I don't think I could.
I think the most expensive thing I can compare it to for buying something online is probably my bike. I bought my bike online without riding that and test driving.
And?
Test riding that. And I was really happy with it. I guess that was through my dad using the brand for years and being familiar with it and saying, hey, these are really great bikes. So a lot of that comes with brand loyalty.
There you go.
If you've already driven that car before, then you'll be, you know what to expect with the next one or the newer model.
Right.
Well, that's what Tesla's capitalizing on, because most people who buy a Tesla are just excited to finally own the Tesla, right? Like, it's like, I got a Tesla, so you probably don't even need to go in and check the joint out, really.
Yeah, when I had my tires changed, I don't know why I did. I didn't move my car at all this year. But anyway, for winter, they gave me a rental car. I just remember that. And it's the same brand, but it's this year's brand, let's say.
Okay.
And it looked the same from the outside. But to your point, Jamar, I sat in it and went, this is smaller inside.
Yep.
This doesn't feel as roomy. Okay, look at all the great things on the dashboard. I get that the sound system is great. But it wasn't the right thing for me. So it's interesting. I need to be in the car.
It really depends on the buyer.
Yeah.
Well, Volvo, that's what they're doing.
Way to go, Volvo.
You listening.
Yeah.
Could you just buy a car completely online and never test drive it? I don't know. You can text us 104536. And while you're at it, hit us up for the 6:30 games, which are on the way. Just text your name to 104536.
Could you just buy a Volvo full stop?
I could.
I know Jamar couldn't.
The safest car on the road.
Jamar definitely couldn't.
Put it on a postcard and send it to me.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
Our 6:30 games commence. Our players are on Team Maryland. Eric?
Hey, Eric.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And on your team, Jamar?
Maria.
Hi.
Hey, Maria.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining. So this morning we are playing a good old breakfast battle for our 6:30 game.
We're doing a throwback on a Thursday for breakfast battle. We love that. Now, we got candy that's up for grabs. It's a charcuterie board of candy from Cured Catering Toronto delivered right to your door. A full platter of assorted candies. It's so delicious. If you want to know more about it, because they do other things too, go to chum1045.com for details. Eric, what is your favorite candy of all time that you'd like to see on that platter?
Oh, geez. I may have to go old school with this one and go the blue gummy sharps.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
All right. Well, they got gummies there. Maria, what about you?
It would have to be the little green frog for me.
These These guys are gummy fans.
I love gummies. Anyone a fan of Twizzlers? I love Twizzlers.
I love Twizzlers. Fresh. Right? Yeah,
the little nibs as well. Yeah. They're really
fresh.
When you open up that bag at the theater and it just wafts full of strawberry deliciousness.
Fresh bag of Twizzlers is, priceless. Okay, cool. Okay. For Breakfast Battle this morning, the topic is things that are the color red.
Twizzlers.
There you go.
Eric, you and I are going to go first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Miles, can you take us in?
Yeah, sure. Eric, your 30 seconds starts now.
You must tap your Presto card when you get one of these in downtown Toronto. When you get on one of these.
Go train?
Close. This fruit is green on the outside, red on the inside.
Watermelon.
Name one of Toronto's sports teams that plays in red.
Raptors.
We wear one of these on Remembrance Day.
A poppy.
Why do Hollywood award shows roll out? What do they roll out for everybody?
Red carpet.
You got a what? Okay, that's enough.
You go four, Eric.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I was looking for streetcar, but you were close. You were in the transit thing.
Okay.
It's been a while, hasn't it, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's funny.
I hear you.
All right, Maria. Maria, things that are the color red, okay?
Oh, okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it. No, just don't worry about it. Just think. Just close your eyes and do
red.
It.
Red. Think red.
All right, Maria. Four to beat. Your 30 seconds starts now.
What is the world's most consumed condiment?
Ketchup.
What flower do we give on Valentine's Day?
Rose.
What does the color red signify on a traffic light?
Stop.
What emergency service vehicle is red?
A fire truck.
Malbec, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon are types of what?
Oh, grapes.
Which reindeer had a red nose?
Rudolph.
That should do it.
You just got it with five. Well done.
Woo!
Thank you.
Maybe you should crack open a bottle of Pinot Noir and have it with your beautiful candy platter. How about that? Maria, congratulations. A full platter of assorted candy from Cured Catering Toronto delivered right to your door. They also do other things too, like charcuterie boards, brunch options, and so much more. We thank them for being our sponsor here on the 630 Games. Eric, thanks for playing. And he's out.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Channel 104.5.
Recently, news broke that Seth Rogen is now going to be, well, he's always been a marijuana connoisseur, but he now has his own brand of weed that he'll be selling in the United States. And one of the things about the marketing, I think, I'm just guessing, is the fact that he's Canadian. And, like, I don't know if people listening know, but you do know Canada is, like, the gold standard for, like, good marijuana. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone knows that Canadians have, like, that good...
quietly had that. And then we are now publicly have that.
Even Drake said it. Home smoking legal. Like, that's a Drake line.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows that Canadians have the greatest weed. So if you're afraid of marijuana, guess what? You're known for it. But let's play a game real quick.
Okay.
If it's not from blank, then it's not really blank. You see, certain places, cities, countries, towns, whatever, are just known for things, right?
Right.
For example, as a person who's still getting to know the place, I gotta tell you my experience with maple syrup.
Sure.
Americans have no clue about that garbage down there that they call syrup. They have no clue. Because when I moved here and I started getting real Canadian maple syrup, and it's usually like a joke or a tag, like, oh, maple syrup in Canada. It's like a big joke. But realistically, it is the greatest stuff. Uh-huh. Ever. And I feel so sad for my American counterparts, and they have no clue that all that plastic bottle, Butterworth, whatever you want to call it, garbage is not syrup. So for my first entry into the game we're playing right now, I'm saying if it's not from Canada, then it's not really syrup.
Maple syrup.
Well, I don't know what that stuff they're serving is.
But you know, that's
no
funny.
Idea what it is.
You're going to turn into that guy that when they go down to the States to visit relatives, you're going to have a little bottle of that maple syrup that's shaped in a maple
leaf. Like a maple leaf? Yeah, I should be the guy every time I go home.
I love it. No, are you kidding? You know?
I'd probably be the best person to market syrup in the United States because from a personal standpoint, I'm saying they're doing Americans a disservice.
Right. I'm going to shout out to our friends south of the border. If it's not from Buffalo, it's not a real buffalo wing.
Okay. And I got to tell you, I've actually never had authentic buffalo wings before. I'm
delicious.
Sure it's probably a whole other experience.
Yeah.
Like authentic experience.
Right.
Okay. That's two of them. So if it's not from Canada, it's not really maple syrup. Okay, if it's not from Buffalo, it's not real buffalo wings.
That's right. It's just not the real deal.
Miles.
So it could be anything. Miles, what do you got?
You have, yeah.
If it's not from blank, it's not really blank. I would say, I'm going to go home for this one, I think.
All right.
If it's not from Scotland, it's not real fish and chips.
Wow. That's a strong one.
It's a bold statement, but.
I didn't even realize that that's specific to Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they let us feel like it's just an England thing.
I mean, that's where all the fish is caught, all the good stuff anyway, off the coast of Scotland. So that's where you want
to
get it from.
That's news to me. I thought it was a British thing, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for that insight.
They tricked us with that.
Yeah. All right.
Someone just texted, if it's not from Quebec, it's not real cheese curds.
That's true.
You're going to have to fight with Wisconsin for that one.
Yeah.
You know, Wisconsin is really, really, they tout themselves as like, when you go to rest stops along the highway, the first thing you see are the cheese curds. So I think Quebec and Wisconsin might have
to. I think that Quebec has the starter on that one, but Wisconsin comes into close second. But yeah, Canada. Yeah, you got it.
I'm going to erase the last text we got.
Okay.
If it's not from New York, it's not real deep dish pizza. What are you talking
about? Are you talking about deep dishes from Chicago?
Exactly. What are you talking about?
A little confusion there.
There's no deep dish in New York. There's no such thing.
Location, location, location.
All right. But if it's not from Chicago, it's not real deep dish pizza.
That's I agree.
Okay, so let's play that game. What do you think? If it's not from blank, it's not real blank.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, you see these responses to this? It's like, it's huge. Everybody wants to do their own spin on things, but at some point, the real thing is the real thing.
Right.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
For example, if it's not from Montreal, it's not real smoked meat. That's what a lot of people are saying.
True. I'm with them on that. Yeah. They own it.
Shannon's on the line. She said that as well.
Shannon, are you there?
Hi.
Yeah, is it Montreal smoked meat for you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you from Montreal or are you from Ontario or Toronto?
I'm from Montreal.
Okay, So do you get annoyed when you see people try to recreate the smoked meat sandwich here?
No, I don't get annoyed, but I don't eat it here.
Yeah. What's your favorite place to get one in Montreal just in case we get to go travel again? I want to know.
Oh, what is it called? The Schwartz?
Oh, yeah. Right. People stand in line to get in there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Like, it wraps around the block some days.
That's right. Yeah, and they've got great bagels there, too. Oh, yeah.
But you just won't eat it here? You won't eat it from somewhere else?
What's that?
You won't eat it here or from some other vendor? Someone who's trying?
No, just in Montreal.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel about, like, jerk. And I'm not offended that people want to try jerk if they're not Jamaican or if they're just not even West Indian, but you could taste the difference. What can I say? Like, it just sometimes people just think you just throw a bunch of pepper on something and that's jerk. That's not jerk.
Yeah.
It has to have that authentic smoky with there's a vinegary taste and then there's also like a pimento wood. Like, if you don't if it's not Jamaican, it's not real jerk.
What else is everybody saying?
Someone said if it's not Poland, if they're not from Poland, they're not real pierogies.
Really?
Yeah. For the cigar smokers, if it's not from Cuba, it's not a good cohiba.
Oh. They own that too, don't they? Really?
That is their thing. If it's not from Trinidad, it's not real doubles.
Talk to me about a double.
Azalea, our new trending reporter. Can you taste the difference when someone's trying to do inauthentic doubles or when
tell
they're
me what
tr-
it is
trying.
First. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the trainees have entered the chat, and I love that for us. Now, doubles are basically, I'm going to try to explain this in the easiest way. It's kind of like a snack-sized sandwich.
Mm. Yeah.
It's made with two thin fried pieces of flatbread called bara.
Uh-huh.
And it's fried really quickly, 5 seconds tops, and then the filling is curried chickpeas.
Ooh.
And then there's other toppings. You can put some pepper sauce on there. You can put some cucumber. Oh, my mouth is watering.
I like the cucumber idea. That sounds great.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody has attempted to make doubles who are not from Trinidad because I just think they know.
Yeah.
It's just not something to be messed with.
Have you ever, so you haven't tried someone trying to do it and then you're like, ugh, this is not it.
Oh, no, because from the time I see somebody else's doubles, and I know it doesn't look like... No, it's a no for me. It's not real doubles if you're not standing at the side of the street intranet at the doubles man with your hand out with a napkin in it.
Okay, so, I got you, because I'm with you, and I'm thinking about Barbados. If it's not from Barbados, it's not a real flying fish sandwich.
There you go.
Right?
I'm going to have to buy some doubles for Maryland, though.
I would like to try that, because that sounds really good. I like the cucumber idea, yeah.
A non-food-related one for you, Jamar.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
If it's not from George Lucas...
Uh-oh, don't do that.
It's not real Star Wars.
Right on.
That's tough. Because, of course, now... You know, there are all these different incarnations of the Star Wars franchise. You know, you got the little TV shows here. You got the spin-off episodes here. That's a contentious one.
Mm. Right.
I don't want to weigh in on that. Well, I'll let the Star Wars fans listening.
Weigh in, you must.
Are you trying to force me? Anyway, that's a good one.
Boy, there's been some good ones this morning.
Great ones, yeah. Man. If it's not from Scotland, Miles, yeah. It's not real shortbread. That's what someone
yes.
said.
Oh, Walker's shortbread. Can't beat it.
I know that
so
one.
So good.
Very good.
Yep.
If it's not from Italy, it's not real gelato. I would have to agree with that. I went to Italy once and I had good gelato and it was like...
Memorable.
Every time I've had gelato after that, I'm just like, nah, this is not the same thing I had when I went to Italy. So, I don't know. Some people just can do it right. What about poutine, guys? Poutine, where's the poutine capital of the planet?
Well, it's Quebec.
Yeah? So what about the Toronto poutine we're eating here?
Well, I don't know because I don't eat poutine. But okay. You know what I mean? We honor our friends from Quebec for coming up with it. And we try to do the same thing. But it's just, I think too, when you're on vacation and you have something, it's all part and parcel of what you're experiencing too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah. Because it's that romantic feeling.
On vacation. This tastes really good. Life is good. Yeah.
I know. Okay. Keep them coming. They're good. Tell us about the authenticity of what you've been watching, eating, wearing. Mm-hmm. Because if at one point it wasn't red tab, it wasn't real jeans, right? Levi's?
If it was a red bottom, it's not a real Labutin.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Don't wake up. Mornings on Chum. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Where is the fictional place that Harry Potter took place? Is it, where was that?
Oh, come on. Hogwarts.
If it's not Hogwarts, it's not real Quidditch? Is that what it is?
Oh, there you go. Good one.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Here is some insight we're getting about Harry Potter. And the Harry Potter fans will have to weigh in on this one because we have another question for you. But Tom Felton recently got on TikTok, and to the surprise of Harry Potter fans worldwide, for the first time, Tom Felton, who plays Draco Malfoy. Thank you. He watched the movie for the first time. Now,
did you watch Harry Potter movies? Because I never did.
I kind of loosely watched them. Yeah. My biggest experience with Harry Potter was going to Universal Studios to go to the Harry
you
Potter.
You love that.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, and I actually felt like really bad that I didn't watch the movies after going there because it was so detailed and wonderful.
Well, but you're not the only one that didn't watch the movie.
Yeah, the actual actor in the movie, why is it because he didn't like the movies or is he didn't like his acting friends? It seems like he liked them. But he, for the first time, did it on a live stream. Just a couple days ago, on the 2nd.
You know, here's the thing. When I think about that, when you live through something already,
sure.
You may not want to see it again. And I've talked a lot, like Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
I've said to him, not about Star Wars movies but Indiana Jones, but there's been some other movies that he's done. And I interviewed him only once. Was one of the most difficult interviews I've ever did, but okay. He warmed up towards the end. And I said, so did you go see this movie, whatever the movie was? He goes, I don't really go see my movies. I've already witnessed them. I'll go into a theater to see how people initially react to them, and then I walk away. So maybe that's what he was thinking, too. Like,
oh, my
I don't
goodness.
Know.
I would like to think if I was in Indiana Jones, I'd go back and watch it every day. That's
boy, I'm
me,
good.
Right? I mean,
look at how I do that with the whip. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
Or it's just one of the greatest movie franchises ever.
Yeah.
Who knows? But he also revealed some other details about what happened. He said they weren't allowed to keep any of the props, like the wands or the scarves or anything like that.
Come on.
Yeah, it kind of stinks. Because when I did go to Universal to go to that Harry Potter land, like one of the coolest things was the fact that they give you a wand or you can buy a wand and then you could do those little spells around the park.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap. And it, when you do the spells, like, things happen. Like, things pop out of walls and come out of the floor. You see these little holograms or whatever.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so cool.
So maybe with Kofi, you're going to watch these movies.
By the time he gets movie-watching age, that it'll be like the Three Stooges to him. I don't know. It'll be so old. It's like it's almost 20 years old now, guys.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't it crazy?
I remember when the first book came out, everybody wanted that book. Oh, my gosh.
The other thing about Harry Potter was they had these different, like, what are they, teams or like, what are they, classes?
They're the houses.
The houses, right?
Talk to Miles about everything Harry Potter, because he seems to know everything
about
Harry
Potter. Yeah, so I went to Hogwarts for 5 years. No, so basically, there's a sorting hat at the beginning of every term. So
right.
When you join Hogwarts, the sorting hat is a magical hat, and it basically tells you which house you're going to be in at school.
Okay.
So Harry was in Gryffindor.
Okay.
Right.
So that was like the big one. And then Draco Malfoy, who you just mentioned, the guy that's not seen he's just seen the movies for the first time. He was in Slytherin.
Slytherin. Was he a bad guy, Draco?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a bad guy, remember.
Yeah. He's kind of the arch nemesis. You got Hufflepuff as well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And another one.
And didn't those houses play Quidditch against each other, too? The Quidditch game, like the flying game on the broom and all that?
Yeah, you can win points for your house.
That's crazy. So if there's a Harry Potter fan listening to the show right now, just out of curiosity, based on what you know about us on the show, what house would each one of us belong to? Like, each house had like a different kind of characteristic or whatever? Is that what it was? Each house had some kind of...
Yeah, different kind of values and different things going
Ravenclaw.
On.
Is that the one you forgot?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah,
well, is that a good one? That sounds nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good. it's a bit meh. So you've got Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff.
Okay.
Which one has the elevator? That's the one I want to be. And a nice view of the Quidditch court. Well, thank you so much.
Well, it's not like a house as in a physical house.
It's like a team or a club, I guess. I don't know how I feel about teams. Okay.
I hear you. What house would we belong to and why?
Because we don't know anything about Harry Potter.
I'm being told that some kids are laughing at me and my lack of knowledge of Harry Potter.
I know, but we're here to learn.
That's fine.
When you wake up, Toronto.
Wake up!
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning. Wake up
on Chum.
Hard to believe that Harry Potter star Tom Felton didn't even watch the movies. Watched it for the first time 2 days ago on a live stream.
And he's, what, in his 30s now? Or?
Yeah, it's crazy. But, I mean, that's just how it happened. He actually also regrets that the cast of Harry Potter have not reunited for some kind of big function or event, because he really, really misses those days. You know, he was actually auditioning to be Harry Potter before he got cast to be Draco. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, Draco Malfoy.
You guys got to remember, I'm from the Rocky era where there was Ivan Drago, something in Draco, but it was Draco. Okay, Draco Malfoy. Sorry. Who's on the line? Aaron?
We got Dolores.
Dolores. Good morning. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning.
How are your ears as we talk about Harry Potter? Everything cool?
Oh, my gosh. I perked up right away.
Okay, good, good. We're trying to figure out what houses we would belong to and why. Could you go into detail?
Yeah, sure. I think Marilyn would be Hufflepuff.
Why? What's a Hufflepuff all about?
They're very loyal. They're very caring. And that's what I see in you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think Jamar would be Gryffindor. Very outgoing, very athletic, very brave.
Okay.
And I think Miles would be Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw, okay.
Yes, the smart ones.
What? Like me.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it, yeah.
That's great.
Wow.
The witty one.
He fooled you.
Yeah.
Have you made
it? I'm a Ravenclaw as well.
You've already joined the house. You know you're a Ravenclaw.
I do, yes.
Very nice.
Good.
All right,
were
cool.
You? Did you read, were you a parent or were you the reader of the books?
I was the reader of the book. I read them probably about 4 years after they started coming out.
Wow.
Because I wanted to see what they were all about, and I got hooked.
And what about the movies? You love the movies?
I did enjoy the movies, yeah.
That's good.
I always
watch the movie, then I read the book. That's how I work. But good
book.
For you. Well, thank you for telling us that. I'm going to put an H on my sweater today.
Funny.
There you go. All right.
Erin on the line. Erin, was she right about the houses that we belong to? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. She was close. And Jamar, we're the same age. I don't buy the Rocky thing.
Sorry. So. I don't know. Well, let me ask you. Would you fly an X-Wing or a TIE Fighter? You can't answer,
oh,
can you?
TIE fighter. Okay, oh. So... Marilyn would be... Hufflepuff. Loyal, well-spoken, measured with what you say. Caitlin would be Ravenclaw.
Uh-huh.
Miles is Gryffindor.
Yes.
And Jamar would have been moved to Hagrid's cottage.
Why?
Whatever tell us that why. Means.
Miles is laughing at that. Is that like jail or what?
No, but so Hagrid was one of the students at Hogwarts, and yeah. he had a little rougher go, and eventually was asked politely to leave and
to stay after school, kind of thing.
Yeah, he got to stay on the grounds, but he had his own little cottage.
Boy, take it.
Yeah. Okay. That, you know what? I don't know much about that, but I have to say I agree.
Thank you, Aaron. Right. And did you ever get to the Universal Studios to the big experience there?
I've heard it's awesome. I really want to go, but one day.
Maybe when the world opens back up again, but man, what a fantastic experience.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was great. 7:35 on Chubb 104.5. Okay, Harry Potter fans.
You realize how that sounds? You've been to Harry Potter World, and people are like, you can't even say Draco Malfoy.
I'm the ultimate poser. Isn't that crazy? That's unbelievable.
All over the Instagram.
Right?
When you wake up. Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning. On Chum.
Trending pretty heavy on Netflix right now is the I Got a Story to Tell Notorious B.I.G. documentary. Watched it the other day.
And?
Wow.
Really?
Wow. For anyone who's a hip-hop fan, you're going to love it. You know, Notorious B.I.G., one of the greatest hip-hoppers of all time, one of the greatest rappers of all time. For me personally, just because of, like, the time and place that I grew up in, It was actually like eerie to watch, Marilyn, because I was in many ways watching a reflection of my own life happen on screen, and that was wild. Just being a young kid, Jamaican American, growing up in New York City in like the 90s, like a lot of things that Biggie was going through as a youth, even though he's a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
I was going through the exact same things growing up.
Like what?
The conversations I was having with my friends about, you know, being an immigrant family, you know, and like having to go out of your house and knowing that, you know, you were looked at as the foreigners, but then within your family, because you're growing up in the States, you're looked up as a foreigner because you're living in the States, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, you know, going to Catholic school, Biggie went to Catholic school, but here's a crazy thing from my personal life I want to put out there. You know, at one point, my family lived in Brooklyn, and then we moved to Queens. And Biggie grew up his whole life in Brooklyn, and we did a lot of the same things growing up, listened to a lot of the same music, but at one point, Biggie got mixed up in the drug game and, like, heavy and in really, really bad stuff. And I look at how we both turned out, and, of course, he made really, really bad choices, but because of a choice that wasn't made for him, because he was in a really, really rough environment.
Yeah.
The choice for me to start, you know, growing up in Queens, which was, you know, a bit better than Brooklyn in some ways.
Yeah, and back in the day, yeah.
Was not my choice.
Yeah.
And it completely changed my circumstances. So I just wanted to put out there that, you know, when you see people in bad situations, you got to remember sometimes a lot of people get put in situations that are not their choice. And it changes their trajectory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Outside of that, you know, just watching the story of him coming up with his dream of being a rap star and it going much farther than he ever thought.
Yeah.
And hip-hop, you know, like you said in the line, he never thought that hip-hop could take it this far. It was just really, really, really cool to watch. You never know where something's going to end up or where someone's going to go.
Right. But it was a well-done documentary.
Very good.
Good. Because, you know, good. Me, I love stories and great stories about people, and documentaries sometimes fall short. This one does not.
It was so heartbreaking to watch his mother, you know, talk about, you know, losing her son. And
oh, my gosh. Can't even imagine.
Chum 104.5's birthday jackpot.
All right, Stacey. You're up.
All right.
March birthday. Congratulations. You got $500.
Yay!
Thank you. That's fantastic.
March birthday. Did you have your birthday? Are you going to have it? What's the date?
It was March 2nd. I just had it.
Oh, happy birthday belated, but maybe a bigger happy birthday if you get $5,000, right, Jamar?
It could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen.
So
March 2nd, so we're looking for the two. Looking for the two. There it is. It's coming around.
Okay.
All right, it's gone past it once. Yeah, it's slowing down. Oh. It might come back around. There goes the two. I see it. It's past the two. It's going to be the 18th today.
Where? Where is Atlanta?
22nd.
Oh. But you got $500.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. That's so fun.
I would say that Chum gave you the best gift for your birthday this year.
I think that was a pretty amazing gift. Thank you so much.
I don't want to hurt your family's feelings, but I think we did a good job. So what are you going to do with the $500? Because we're always curious to know.
We're getting ready to sell our house right now, so that will come in super handy. Either buying new things for the new house or getting this one ready to go.
Oh, that's great. Where are you moving to? You don't have to give us the address.
We're moving within the same town, so it'll be just a new Friday, so it'll be kind of nice that way.
Well, congratulations on that, and happy belated birthday, and we hope that you have a great move.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Chum 104.5. The morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
So just so you know, whenever you see a change happen in someone's business model, it's because they've seen someone else in the market making money or making waves, and they're like, oh, we have to do this too. Here's the example.
Okay.
Twitter's new feature. It's going to be called Super Followers. So basically, if you are a super follower of, say, Marilyn Dennis, you click super follower, and now you are paying a premium, like a $5 per month subscription to receive the perks of following Marilyn. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. I would be following me, but yes. So you're paying a membership fee.
Kind of.
So I'm still posting, but then because you're a super follower, there's extra stuff that you're going to get.
Like little things like you might get like a little icon, or you might get like bonus tweets that you get.
Okay.
You might get access to certain maybe community events or certain things that you do on your platform.
Okay.
A newsletter, whatever it is. It kind of shows that
membership.
Yeah, it shows that you're a premium subscriber.
Now, who are they following?
They're 100% following OnlyFans guys. This is like the OnlyFans model.
Yeah. This reminds me a lot of OnlyFans.
This is basically with OnlyFans, you follow somebody on Instagram or Twitter, and then on OnlyFans, they have this other whole thing of other content that you could watch. A lot of times it's not
else is getting.
It's not safe for work a lot of times.
Yeah, there's also another one that a lot of podcasters use as well called Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically sign up to be a Patreon and you pay $5 to maybe $15 a month. There's different tiers and different categories. And based on how much you pay per month, depends on how much content you'll get.
So, I do, like, we do a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we would never make you buy because we just want to be there for you. But let's just say if we did,
right,
then there might be something maybe off mic discussion that you hear behind the scenes that you would get as a...
Yeah.
Right. As so for an upcharge on the podcast, if you pay $5 a month, you'll hear Marilyn drop 3 F-bombs in a row.
Yeah, sign me up. I'd pay that.
What? I would never do that.
Well, for $5 a month, maybe.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
No.
But that kind of,
or having a conversation about something before we go on the air. Like, the behind the scenes stuff is always interesting to, I think.
Sure.
I don't know. It has to be something a little bit risque, though. It has to be something... I don't know. Maybe Marilyn tries marijuana for the first
time. Marilyn's marijuana experience.
That would be good.
That's a premium.
Marilyn eats an edible. $15.
How much? Wait, before you even answer, how much is anyone listening to the show? How much would you pay?
Oh, my God.
How much would you pay for that experience? And then we could see if it's even worth doing. If anyone's into it.
Why do I feel we should be playing White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane?
I have no idea.
Don't ask Alice.
Maybe.
Yes, it did. I can't do it. You know I won't do that.
If someone comes in with $20,000, I wonder.
I'm nauseous. No, I'm not doing it.
All right, we'll see. We'll see what the bidding starts
at. I'm hearing the fifth dimension age of Aquarius, and I'm not comfortable.
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right.
But money does talk.
All right.
817 on Chum 104.5. Look out for that Twitter upgrade. It's called Super Followers.
Who would you pay to follow? The genuine question. Like, who are you following now?
You, Miles.
Would I pay to follow?
Kanye.
I don't know.
Kanye. I'm going to tell you. And then you'd be going, look, I found this out about Kanye. You guys don't know about it. That's the thing.
I would pay.
You would pay for Kanye?
Yep.
Yeah.
Texter just says, I would have paid $20 just to have seen Marilyn's on-the-spot reaction to that question. There's a price for everything, people.
Mm-hmm. Match. Game.
Barry checking in. Barry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Barry's from Caledon.
Uh-huh. How's everything in Caledon today?
Actually, it was Caladar.
What?
And we're about an hour and a half east of Peterborough.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A Caladar.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, excuse, correction. Excuse. Yeah.
No
all right.
problem.
That's cool. So you're near, you're, again, the location is?
Is about an hour and a half east of Peterborough.
Wow, you're way out there. Well, thank you for calling in today, and here we go. We're going to play match game. You going to match up with Jamar or MD?
I'm going to try Jamar.
Hey, Jamar.
All right. You collected Jamar.
All right, Barry, let's get it done. $100 on the line. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there he goes. Off to soundproof room. I think he's wearing Seattle Seahawks colors today. I'm proud of him. Okay.
All right. He's gone.
Okay.
All right, Barry from Caladar. 15 seconds on the clock. As soon as I give you the first word. Today, the first word is silky.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Silky. S-I-L-K-Y. Silky.
Silky cloth.
Is that your final answer?
Silky satin. No.
One more try. Just silky. whatever you land on, whatever you want to do.
Satin.
Silky satin, locking it in?
Yes.
Okay.
Answer locked.
All right, let's see what the answer's going to be here. And he's coming in the room.
He's back.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hang on, there he goes. He's got the headsets on now.
All right.
Jamar, today the first word is silky.
Silky.
What's your second word?
Silky smooth, silky fabric, silky smooth. I don't know why that pops into my head. Silky smooth. Like what else is silky? Silky smooth. A silk scarf or a satin pillowcase. That's something like that. Silky smooth. Go silky smooth.
All right, locking it in.
Silky smooth.
Answer locked.
Barry, what did you say?
Silky satin.
Ah. You know, I would have said silky smooth.
Silky satin.
Yeah. Okay. But what are people saying? Miles, what are people saying? You see that over there?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of silky smooth, actually. Silky really? Soft. Silky sheets as well.
Silky
like, you know, like
sheets.
Silky bedding
yeah.
or something, you know?
Right. Barry, thanks for playing with us today.
Thanks, Barry.
Oh, well.
I tried.
Oh, well.
We tried.
Yes, all right. Next
okay.
time.
$200 for tomorrow. Thanks, Barry. But that's a tough one. I would have said silky smooth like in those commercials.
Yeah,
the
silky
commercials.
Smooth hands, right?
Or Jennifer Aniston, silky smooth.
Silky satin.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
In front of the trends, we have Azalea Hart. What are you looking at this morning?
So last night, Justin Bieber tweeted out his phone number asking his fans to call him. The tweet says, call if you need somebody. I will be there for you. When you call the number, the phone rings just enough to have your heartbeat racing.
Right.
And then a snippet of a song starts to play, an unreleased song, just before hanging up.
And then you throw your phone at the wall because you thought you were going to talk to Justin Bieber and you're upset.
Exactly that. Yeah. I think it's his new song that's going to be released tomorrow that he's just teasing. It's supposed to be, I mean, he's releasing the new one tomorrow, so it's got to be that.
Yeah.
If you do want to hear the song yourself from your phone, just call 818-210-4058 and you'll get that.
Ah.
So speaking of songs that sing, I'll be there for you. Highly anticipated Friends reunion is set to film next month. David Schwimmer, who played Ross Geller, confirmed to Andy Cohen yesterday that the upcoming special will be taping soon.
Okay, well, this is the one everyone's been waiting for.
Yes. Now, we first heard about it about a year ago around this time, but due to COVID, it's been postponed multiple times, but we're actually, you know, finally getting it. So that's really exciting. And if you want to build up the hype for the special, just check out the full series on Crave. One more story. Another one of our friends, Drake, just announced on his socials that he'll be releasing new music at midnight tonight called Scary Hours.
What?
So get your notepads ready because Instagram captions are about to be upgraded.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. Does he have a phone number too or no?
I hope so. Send it to us, Drake.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just another note for you guys tomorrow. We'll be playing the new Justin Bieber on this show tomorrow morning. So check it out.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
Gonna have to crowdsource this one. There is a 90s song that Dua Lipa song reminds me of. And when I figure it out, I'm gonna sue her.
I just put my headsets on, you go, this sounds like something. I'm pretty good at this.
That's the new Dua Lipa, We're Good. What does that sound like?
Get Miles, can you play a little bit more?
That's from something.
That's from something. Anybody want to weigh in on that? You can text us.
It's a good song, though.
But that da 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 da.
Right.
Yeah.
That's from something.
Okay.
I don't know. But who knows? Who knows?
It's always, there's only 12 notes, okay?
Right, right.
So, I mean, there's different variations of that. But I don't know how, as a songwriter, you do not get influenced by other people.
We're all influenced by stuff. We're all influenced by our, our influences. Redundancy, right?
You think it's from the 90s?
I think so.
All right.
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I'm going to figure it out today, too. All right.
We have the podcast, just reminding everybody, on iHeartRadio and wherever you get your podcast. What are we leaving out of the podcast today? Because, of course, the entire show gets uploaded.
You.
Me?
We're leaving you out when you say the Harry Potter disaster. Harry Potter. Miles is like, I can see him turning red underneath his mask going, no, let me help.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling is an avid listener of the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamal podcast. She'd be highly offended to hear Harry Potter IQ this morning.
Listen, this is the deal. It's Star Wars, Star Trek. You're in one of two sides. It's Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, right? And I was a Lord of the Rings guy. So, I mean, I do appreciate Harry Potter, but I just wasn't there for the party.
All right, my precious.
Exactly. Good.
Very good.
No, I'm not going to do that.
We also found out that Jamar doesn't like mail. M-A-I-L. Either email or the hard copy.
No one likes
it. And I'm sorry, I do.
Really?
But that's just me.
You want mail?
And you get bills and everything, and I don't understand.
Listen, any bill collectors, if you really want the money, come find me. Yeah. You'll find me.
They love you. There goes your credit rating.
Well, you know. Don't need it, really.
Okay. But I think the Harry Potter thing, Miles, do your magique.
Okay.
And try to fix it up a little bit. What house does he belong to again?
Jamar.
Yeah.
I think he's gone from Hufflepuff to Slytherin after that before.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Everybody have a great day. It's sunny.
Sounds great.
It's Thursday.
Looks good outside.
Chum 104.5.